the intro.
Like they'd ever dare.
Exactly. They lost.
Graham Norton tonight.
Yeah.
Felicity Jones. She's actually nominated for an Oscar. She's, remember her from Rogue One?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Inferno as well. Isn't that one of the Da Vinci Code movies? And Armie Hammer. I'm not going to lie, I didn't know this was a real person.
It does sound fictitious.
Armie Hammer. And the only thing I knew him from was The Social Network. He played the Winklevoss twins.
Oh, right, okay.
They have a new movie together, so they'll be on it. And then Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant.
He is the tall guy in Extras. He is Ricky Gervais.
I don't know that.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Sidekick.
Manager. Whatever. Anyway, he's in that. He does
overseer.
He does an awful lot of things with Ricky Gervais. So he's in there. He's a new TV show coming up. Rob Beckett, the comedian, and then Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man.
Oh wow!
Really? So it's a good show. Yeah.
So they're going to perform Giant.
Yes, they are.
Deadly.
Now Netflix is the place to be this weekend.
Okay, go on.
I love Netflix.
There's so many good things gone up on Netflix, so I've picked a few. The first one being The Umbrella Academy. So I just love the premise of this, and it's kind of like a superhero style X-Men feel to it.
Right.
I'll play you a little clip of the trailer.
In October 1989, 43 women around the world gave birth. None of these women had been pregnant when the day first began.
How much do you want for it?
I have adopted 6 children. Gifted with abilities far beyond the ordinary. I give you the Umbrella Academy.
Wow. That's a mad Academy. Superman buzz off that.
I got a shock when I found out I was pregnant. And then I had 9 months to get over it.
these women
didn't know they were pregnant. They weren't pregnant that morning when they got up, and then they just had a baby.
What?
So couldn't cope. So that's, like, it's kind of a superhero feel to it. It has Robert Sheehan,
yes,
our very own.
Yeah.
Ellen Page.
Wow. Deadly,
yeah.
She's Juno, isn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
And then who else was? Oh, Mary J. Blige is in it.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Weird.
Yeah. So I think that's definitely worth a watch. That's up on Netflix now. So Netflix are doing a dating reality TV show.
Ooh.
Isn't that
cool? I like
that. They haven't done this before. So every episode, one single person goes on 5 first dates, but you see them at the same time. So you see that he introduces himself to date number one, date number two, date number three, and then you see them eating their food.
So you see the reaction straight away as they happen.
Exactly,
yeah.
As it happens.
Comparisons.
And as he gets better, as the dates go on, he gets better, and then he picks his favourite date and they get a second date.
Very good.
So you have time to kind of, you know, wonder who he's going to pick, type thing.
Now they're saying this is going to be really, really addictive. So if you're into first dates and you're into dating TV shows and everything, definitely, definitely worth a watch. That's called Dating Around. And then my third thing on Netflix, The Breaker Upperers.
Ooh.
I read it and I thought, this is definitely a movie for me. So it's about two friends. Well, before they were friends, they found out they were going out with the same guy.
Oh.
Obviously didn't know about each other.
Kind of like John Tucker Must Die.
Exactly, yeah. But then they made friends and they started up a business where you go to them if you want to break up with your other half.
Okay.
And they come up with like an inventive way.
Yeah, a way to do
and
it.
And then they do it for you. And then it's just all done and dusted.
Unreal.
You don't have to deal with it. So I'll play a clip of that trailer.
Hello, Breaker Uppers. You want to be single by March? Consider it done.
Sheree don't want to be with you no more. Sheree don't want to be with you no more. Sheree don't want to be with you no more. I'm sorry, Jeff, it's over.
That could actually be a decent business, actually, to be fair.
Do you know what?
I think
you'd make a bomb.
You would.
But yeah, that looks like a really, really good one. That's a movie. It's called The Breaker Upperers. And then, if you're not into any of that,
yes,
The Bodyguard is on RT2 tonight at 10:30.
Classic.
My God.
Just for a bit of Whitney.
Bit of Whitney.
I'd watch it for a bit of Whitney.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Maria, thank you so much.
No problem.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.